Ian Hutchinson back with our Rub of the Mind podcast, along with MindLink Golf founder Richard Zokel, talking about Q School. You've been to a number of them. Web.com tour Q School just concluded. A couple of Canadians actually getting their status. Tell us though, Dick. I know you went to 6 Q schools. As far as
go ahead.
I mean, you must be at a point sometimes where, you know, the pressure is so great that you must be ready to snap a wedge at sometimes. You know, because I mean, really, you're talking career makers or career breakers, aren't you?
Well, yes. You know, qualifying schools, and back in my day, you went to the qualifying school to get onto the PGA Tour, and now the qualifying school is to get onto the Web.com Tour,
right.
And then be able to perform on the Web.com Tour well enough to get onto the PGA Tour, which I think is a much better system. You know, qualifying schools to get onto the PGA Tour was just, you know, the pressure was so intense. And there was nothing. There was no Web.com tour back then. My first one was in 1981. My second one was in 1982, 86, 89, 91. You know, I went through 5 PGA Tour qualifying schools and got through every one of them in my first 5 attempts.
Right.
Because there were times when I got onto the PGA Tour, I lost my card and then regained it. And, yes, the pressure in those schools are extreme. And the thing that I want to focus on in this podcast, Hutch, is basically what you have to do to condition yourself so that when you get into these high-pressure situations and that intoxication comes in because of the pressure, that you're able to perform. And because most of the people aren't prepared mentally.
Right.
All certainly have a game. But what determines being successful in them and what determines failing in them is literally based on how well you've conditioned your mindset. You know, it was really interesting today when we watched watched Stuart McDonald tweet after his round. He said, right, on the back nine today, it was the most pressure he's ever felt. And that's right. They're very brutal situations, and I'm glad all these young Canadians got through them. Sean Harlington, Stuart McDonald, Alvin Choi, and Sean Harlington, and Ryan Yip.
Ryan,
he was another. He was a great story. He finished 10th, so good on these guys. But, you know, they want to be able to perform next year on the Web.com Tour so they can avoid the qualifying school next year.
Well, I mean, going to Q School to start with, I mean, first of all, in your situation, where you say, like, you lost your card, you had to go back to Q School to regain it. And, I mean, just going back there, obviously, the pressure is mounting just going back to Q School.
Yes, and what happens when let's run the scenario where the player's had a bad year. So they're going to lose their card and have to go back to qualifying school. So they've got their mindset looking into the future that, you know, the Q School's pending in about 6 months away. And it never leaves the back of their mind. And as closer they get to it, depending on how well they're playing, it really starts to play on their mind. And again, this is the type of thinking that if you don't have a disciplined, conditioned mind to stay present, the pressure starts to build, and then once you get in there, if you're not performing well, things, you know, seem to panic.
Yeah.
And the whole idea about conditioning yourself, so when you get into these moments that you're better suiting yourself to perform and have the mindset where you're not adding to pressure. And you know, like, so I recall, you know, my very first year, I got through the qualifying school in 1981, and it was the last year of Monday qualifying, and I lost my card and then went back to the qualifying school. And we're playing at PGA, or TPC Sawgrass in Jacksonville.
Sure.
You know, lots of pressure and you know, having to get through it and being successful with it, then it allows you to have, to benefit from that learning experience, and it helps your confidence, helps your belief, and allows you to build your ability to perform better in tournament conditions.
Yeah.
And it's really critical that you continually make this forward progress, because there will come a day when you'll slide backwards.
Yeah, and really that's what you did going back. I mean, you slid back a bit, no disrespect intended, but you did slip back a couple of times.
Oh, sure. You know, in 1981, I got through, missed the top 125, had to go back to the qualifying school in 1982, got through. Then in 1986, I lost my card again, got it back to the qualifying school at PGA West on the stadium course, then was exempt through 1989, lost my card again, then got through again, and then in 1991, had a poor year, lost my card, got through the qualifying school, and then 92, won twice on the PGA Tour. Then I guess I got through it on 2001 through the Web.com Tour school, finishing 13th. So those moments that when you learn how to do them, you know, are very gratifying. And right now, so when I'm able to, where, you know, my ability to try and help these young players is really to try and condition them that the more they project in the future that, you know, this pressure is going to be there, the bigger the pressure it is and the more difficult it makes them to get through it. So it's really important to get the protocol, the thought process that pulls you into the present moment, and to condition yourself in that situation that helps you when you're in those moments. And that's how you're able to, you know, perform and make progress from previous situations where you weren't able to perform.
Yeah, you know, one thing I'm noticing is Ryan Yip, we talked about him earlier, tied for 10th at web.com Q School, you know, which gets him actually into the first 12 events of the year, so it's a good good step for Ryan Yip. One of the things I noticed was, though, in the first round of Q School, going, you know, so there was the disappointment of having to go to Q School, number one, but also the thing, I mean, he opened with a 73, you know, which I would think, you know, considering what he did later on when he shot a couple of 65s, that 73 must have stood out like a, you know, as like a sore thumb to him.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you look at this past year, using Ryan Yip as an example, I think he finished 116th on the money list on the web.com tour. He's not going to be happy with that whatsoever.
Right.
But then when he opens up in the first round, as you mentioned, with a 73, on this golf course that's playing extremely easy, or excuse me, these golf courses that they're playing extremely easy, you know, he's feeling good at all. But good on him. He probably gave himself a real serious talking to, and it got his attention. And then he comes out and shoots 65 the next day, then a 67, and then another 65 in the final round. So he's got some, you know, some great feelings to build on. And keep in mind, Ryan's been out there for quite a while now. He's been 10 years probably as a pro, and it's time for him to start performing on the web.com tour.
Right.
He does not want to go through another year where he's finishing and, you know, not breaking the top 100. He's got to get in that top 25 and move on to the next level. He doesn't want to keep lingering back in the poor performance on the web.com tour. He needs to get onto the PGA tour.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think this is probably a good, I mean, you know, you talk about it being a lesson for the players themselves and getting their minds conditioned as well. I think it's a good message for fans of the PGA Tour, too, because I think generally people look at the PGA Tour and automatically they look to guys like, I don't know, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas. They think, you know, it's all about the millions. It's all about, you know, limos and private jets and the whole bit. What they don't realize is that journey along the way, that most players don't get to the PGA Tour as fast as those guys do, and that is a journey along the way, and this is really one of the stops along the way, and how important it is at a thing like Q School.
Well, I think also, too, is that the average person can make some parallels with the these guys struggling to get, you know, to make a livelihood in professional golf. Relatively speaking, the qualifying school is no different to the club player's club championship.
Right.
You know, they get into their club championship and they're not well prepared and they panic. They think they have to, you know, practice all of a sudden and they're going to capture their game in a couple of days' notice, and it's not the case at all.
Right.
You know, you get a pressure-packed situation for the average golfer, like playing in the club championship, and it's no different than the qualifying school or the, you know, the professional golfer.
Right.
And it's all about, you know, it's not about, you know, learning a new swing technique at the last minute. That never works.
Yeah.
The only thing that does work is literally preparing yourself So when you're in that, in the heat of a battle, you know, that baptismal of fire, that you're able to have a protocol that keeps your attention on specific things and not jumping to results, where it allows your anxiety to spike. Because when you get that anxiety that is overwhelming, like the back nine on a qualifying school, if you're not conditioned, then the situation is going to control you and you will not perform well. So you have to get ahead of it. You have to start a specific protocol.
Right.
Put your attention on and being able to detach emotionally from the results so you can stay in the moment, and each difficult present situation, like the back nine that Stuart McDonald was talking about,
sure,
and be able to perform all the way until the finished the last putts in the hole. And then that's the type of conditioning you need to get, because if you don't have this plan,
yeah,
I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to perform well.
Well, I guess it comes down to experience versus inexperience. I mean, you know, when you've got a young pro coming up, you know, a guy who'd be at Q School for the Web.com Tour, usually younger players, you know, or somebody who's going into a club championship like you were just talking about. I mean, really, a lot of those people will go in thinking that it's all about work on the range and repetition,
mm-hmm,
and you know, getting their swing in order, like you say. But generally, to get to that level, all that's taken care of anyway, isn't it? I mean, you know, in general terms, I mean, you may have a couple of little things that you might want to fix, but really, it comes down to mental preparation, doesn't it?
It always does. And now we look at Harlington and Choi and McDonald and Yip have. They've have now some success in very high-pressure situations.
Right.
And so it's going to help them with their belief.
Yeah.
And help them with their confidence. It's going to give them a little bit of a boost of inspiration. And they're going to say, I better get on it this season coming up in 2018. I've got to prepare and perform,
yeah,
in the year, because I don't, you know, come a year from now, they don't want to be back at the qualifying school because,
exactly,
you know, one bad week, one bad round, and then they're out. They want to be able to get past that brick by brick, make this progress, get to the next level, you know, hopefully get to that top 25 by the end of the year. If that doesn't happen, then get into the top 25 on the web.com tour's final events.
Right.
But move on to that next level, get to the PGA Tour, and then start figuring it out at that level. Because each time you graduate to these levels, it's the same thing,
right,
and it doesn't matter. And that's why, you know, a guy like Mike Weir was able to get through the, you know, the Canadian Tour level onto the PGA Tour, start to win on a regular basis, and then break through that higher level of getting to, you know, winning a major championship. So all these levels or all these steps are all the same, and all they have to do is apply the same protocol. And that's the important thing, and that's the mental barrier at every level that everyone has is tested. And those that make it are the ones that have the better mindset, and those that don't make it are the ones that have a weaker mindset.
I guess that's why they call it Q School. You learn your lesson, right?
That's right. That's exactly what it's all about. It's all about lessons, and it's not about, as we mentioned, it's not about how well you swing the golf club. It's how well you execute shots under pressure.
Well, lesson learned, I'm sure, for these four Canadians. And on that note, we'll let you go.
Thanks so much, Hutch. Yes, it's going to be interesting to watch all these young players. And, you know, we got some interesting young Americans as well. Maverick McNealy got his card. Cameron Champ. There's going to be, you know, a lot of future major champions that are going to come out of the school as we continue to watch in the future.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about them, Dick.
Thanks so much, Hutch.
Thank you.